I am an American. I have the right to remain silent. I wish to refuse that right. And if you refuse that right, then everything you say can and will be used against you. Well, I am a poet also, so that is what I want. In the mouths of poets, words are like actions. They define you. And if your words don't define you, then why are you talking? If you ain't trying to go forward, then why are you walking? You should sit down and shut up, and you have that right. But I'm a poet and an American, and my pencil sparks light with each word that I write, and I will stand there and fight to the dawn's early light. As the bombs burst in air, I'ma stand right there, and I will speak my mind. I am an American. I, truthfully, am the truth you never fully told and still don't tell, but I tell the truth of who you are because I am who you are. I am an American and I tell the truth. I am old women in department stores built atop the consecrated bones of Crazy Horse. I sign credit card receipts like treaties. I don't intend to honor a legacy of a debt that can never be repaid. I am restitution for the sweet dreams that can't come to the children who die because, hush, little baby, don't say a word. And you can't say a word, cause we built a Sears atop your grave, so you can't talk about the blanket soaked with smallpox that the government gave. I am the dead Indian baby swaddled in smallpox who watched the chickens come home. I, Malcolm X, I am not here to condemn America. I am here to tell the truth. And if the truth condemns America, then she stands condemned. I am the so many bones of the so many men and women that fell to ocean bottoms like tracks of the underwater railroad that led the wrong way to freedom. I am all the blank walls standing tall, a middle passage memorial to the names we do not know. I am Japanese American family standing in U.S. internment camps, concentrating on blank walls, remembering Harriet Tubman and slow dancing with the ghosts of Cherokees in prison in Alcatraz before they admitted Alcatraz was a prison and they called it a reservation. I am all the people trapped inside the lies we don't admit to. I am all the people in prison inside the history that never happened. I am the skeletons in the closet of the people who died waiting for their truth to come out. I am the truth coming out. I am America. And if you say I'm wrong, if you say we are not our history, if there is nothing but our present, then we must re-examine our scriptures with an eye for historical context. Look at our Constitution with a mind to reaffirm, for we are not created equal until we say so. And no commandments are contractually binding. All rights are alienable again. And freedom, it isn't certain. It isn't certain, but this is. I am an American, and I pledge allegiance to no flag. And our states, they're not united. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, I say to you this, there can be no one nation under God unless that nation is the world. For God made the world and man made nations. And if God were to honor man-made nations, he would do so with this condition that he honor them all equally the way he made them. So to pledge to one is to pledge against others, and to pledge against others is to pledge against God. And I am not ready to go to war with God. And despite the fact that I think war is wrong, I am an American, and I pledge to no flag, but to the people who made it, who waved it, who salute it, who burn it, who hide behind it. I pledge to you. I pledge to see you clearly and love you dearly as mortals, as people, as flawed individuals who bring your flaws to my America and sometimes make mistakes. And when you do, John Ashcroft, and when you do, Mr. Bush, I will tell you, and I am a poet, so I will tell that ish well. You are wrong to go to war. You are wrong to ignore the homeless and exploit the poor. You are wrong to put money above life on this earth. You are wrong to judge people by how much they are worth. You are wrong to think you are entirely free if you want me to be silent because you don't agree. I am an American, and I will not be silent because you will be. I will not be silent because you want me to be. I will not be silent because you think it wrong to disagree with my country. You should read the Bill of Rights and understand it was my country's idea. I am an American, and I will not be silent. I will not be silent. I will not be silent. And you should use these words against me. And liberty and justice for all.